Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. RuthKing.info.info. Ruth King, folks, you can find her books there and all the things. How many videos are there, Ruth?
300 plus.
Wow. So check it out, folks. You'll like them. Hey, Ruth, last thoughts on what we can do. Can we focus forward? Let's focus forward a little bit more. I think we're to the point where we can start thinking post-pandemic. We can even start thinking, you know, in my opinion, if you can't focus forward, you've already said I'm not going to survive. So if you can't say that, if you're
absolutely.
Not, if you're prepared to focus forward, then de facto you've said I'm surviving. And if you're surviving, that means you're going to be in business next year. And what do you think our companies need to be December 31st of this year in order to make 2021 an awesome year?
They have to at least have a dollar of profit at the end of the year.
That's a good goal. Make a profit in 2020, even if it's just a dollar.
Yeah. Even if it's a buck.
Find out how to be
just
profitable.
Make a profit.
That's a great goal. That's what I mean when I say surviving isn't elegant. It's not sexy. It's just surviving, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that everybody may want to do is they may want to look at your entire customer list and see who you haven't done business with in the past year, 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, however long it is, and go talk to them. Give them a reason to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Go
ahead.
Go ahead.
No, that's all right.
There are so many people who have customer lists, and they're out chasing the bright, shiny new customer and things along those lines, and they forget about people who've already bought from them.
Yeah.
And if you talk to the people who've bought from you, number one, they're likely to buy from you again. Number two, if you haven't talked to them in 2 or 3 years, don't be surprised. It's like, oh, I thought you guys went out of business. I haven't heard from you. It's like,
right.
Talk
That's
to them
and
find them.
Well, this is what I've been encouraging people to do, Ruth, is, and they should have already been doing this for the last 30 days or more. They should have been calling them, hey, how y'all doing? Just checking on you. Talk to you later or whatever. Just don't. What I'm saying is if you ghost your customers and prospects now, they'll ghost you in September. What do you think?
I agree. Definitely. Go talk to them. Absolutely.
And to start with, first conversation, the first contact, don't talk about business. Just say, hey, man, I'm just trying to check on you. What can I do to help you? Is there anything I can do to help you? I'm not trying to sell you anything. Is there anything I can do to help you? What about that, Ruth?
That would be good because they don't get their backs up about what does he want.
Yeah. And get that. If you get that behind you, then you both know when it's time to do business, right? They'll call you and say, hey, Ruth, I need something. You'll be the one they'll call.
And just keep in touch. Absolutely keep in touch. That's the best thing to do is just let people know what's going on.
Don't ghost.
And making sure that.
Don't become a ghost. Don't go MIA. Exactly. All right, one more. We got time for one more.
All right. Don't have more than 20% of your revenues with one customer or one industry.
Yeah.
Look around and see what industries were considered essential services and see whether you can start getting work in those industries.
A lot of companies are doing that. A lot of companies are retooling, reinventing themselves. I've got reports of companies that are doing things to survive, and then all of a sudden they looked around and they said, wait a minute, this is better than the way we used to do it. This is more profitable. They are. Now, that everybody can't do that, but it might be you, right? We're discovering things, aren't we, now? that we wouldn't have seen
before.
We
are. We are absolutely doing it. So many companies have had to pivot and do things differently than they ever had before. Look at the restaurant industry being one of them. You know, either they're going to die or they're not going to die. Those who actually were really good at takeout, those who did other things before the pandemic, used those other things to basically survive over this, you know, time period where they can't be open. And I mean, a lot of them have done... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Finish up.
A lot of them have had, you know, they have markets and things along those lines, and as a result of it, they didn't die. They actually kept revenues
they
going.
They survived.
And have the restaurants open.
They survived. Hey, Ruth, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
I told you we'd get smarter when Ruth joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.